All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, it is a Tuesday. And no, Stoney didn't develop a tan. The man to my left is Rico Beard. He is back.
I'm back.
The always loquacious. He is back from paradise. And I got to tell you, we were going to open up with one thing, and then through a conversation that delayed the appearance in Crosstalk, David, do you mind if we edumacate the people? Because Rico's got scoops. See, Rico came back from vacation with scoops, not of ice cream and not handfuls of sand. We're talking information. Mm-hmm. Yes, we'll get to the Tigers, and I'm going to let Brad cook. At 3 o'clock, I just want to do this. I am going to, you know, sell me this pen. I am going to sell you something that shows you how much I trust Brad Holmes in the draft. It will be on you guys then to call me a meth head and
a moron. Wait, did you turn into a Brad bot while I was gone?
You will determine whether I'm a Brad bot after I sell you this, after I sell you this pen.
Okay.
All right? But I want to start with something. And it is a little bit of what Stoney and I talked about yesterday. I did a topic just about the issues with college sports and where the tournament is and why it's less. And part of it is this Wild West NIL stuff. Now, Michigan basketball, you have a new coach. Mm-hmm. You got to help him use the portal. Michigan State, we've talked about it famously. Tom Izzo, I don't want to use the portal. They're going to have to use the portal. Well, Rico just sauntered in today and is like, Michael, I got a few things. I would like to turn this over to you. Because we need to have a conversation about something.
Well, here's the thing is that I'm like, Mike, hey, just so you know, MSU is trying to use the portal. Except the caveat is there's a new standard rate for players in the portal. Pretty much. Walking in the door, it's, hey, I need $1 million. Son, I barely knew who your name until my assistants told me who you were. $1 million?
Son, I don't pay my assistant coaches $1 million.
I'm not paying you more than my assistant coaches. So, yeah. Don't think that some of the names are like, what?
Listen, I know there's...
They're trying, but it's almost as if... I think this may be one of the things that pushes him out.
Well, good. So
that he just says, I can't do this.
And that's for everyone's best interest. Is what I don't want is a coach complaining about it while making $7 million a year. Either fall in line and do what needs to be done or go retire. We'll name the court. We'll build you a statue. Hopefully it's not by the same person who put the Morgan Freeman statue outside of Breslin. We'll do it right. Well, if that guy creates it, Tom Izzo's going to look like one of the Lollipop Guild. It's going to be ridiculous.
Or he may look like Brad Pitt.
Right. Tom Izzo, Matthew McConaughey. Can't tell the difference. But one player I brought up yesterday, he's going to transfer from one Big Ten school to another, and the rumor was 1.1. You just came in to tell me 1.4.
Yeah, 1.4.
He's not that good.
No, he's not. Now, there are some guys who, as I stated, last year, I think Kansas got a steal. Hunter Dickinson went to Kansas. He was 20 and 15 every game. Now, probably would have went further had he not gotten injured at the end of the season. I'd pay somebody like that because I know coming in, he's going to elevate my team. But a lot of these guys in the portal, like, take a look in the mirror, man. You're not that good.
So here's the question I have for the people on this. Listen, whether it's football or basketball, look, I tell you right now, things I've heard. I mean, MSU's got a $1 million football player.
What I heard.
Yeah. We're thinking the same person.
Yeah.
The point I'm making is it's gotten to a point, it's starting to affect my ability to root for these players. Right. Not because they're making money on principle, but it's because there's no accountability to it. There is no contract. There is no multi-year deal. The minute they're unhappy, it's like,
well,
professionals earn free agency. What the hell have these players earned?
Well, think about this. It's one of the reasons we get mad at Javi Baez, because he makes so much money and he doesn't produce. So now when you're paying these college players in the portal and yet you're not winning games, you're still losing. And it's, what did we pay you for? It does take away. That's why I can't get angry at you and other people when you're like, yes, it's not the same anymore. Because when if I had to pay you $1 million and you come in here and you average 9 points
right
and 4 assists a game, where did my money go? What did I just buy you a new car?
Well, here's
the
other problem I have with it. This is where I want to know from the fans. How much longer can it go on like this before you'll stop caring? Realistically, why are fans having to pay for this?
Oh, that's a whole nother topic I'll get to. David, you should be concerned because your basketball team may have been handed a gift. FIU, I think they sent three players.
FAU?
FAU.
Vlad Golden, the Russian center. I like him.
They sent three players into the portal. I think the only problem is only Vlad comes in as a grad transfer. So you got that whole credit thing.
And he's good, David.
And they're also trying to see, is Michigan going to step up their NIL package?
Like right here and right now.
Michigan's been known to be cheap in their NIL package.
That's not a slander. Do you think Dusty May is being handed $4-plus million to bring in three really good transfers?
And see, I think Dusty May was kind of given promises, unquote, because he was like, yeah, you know, it was very encouraging when war came down there with Beeline that he felt, okay, we're on the same page, right? Because I'm going to bring some people with me. If you open that checkbook, they'll come here.
And it's $1 million a piece plus. That's what the going rate is right now. And Michigan State is trying and politely having to tell players, I'm not paying that for you. And look, what that's going to put, it's what Rico and I were talking about. Then Tom's got to go. Because you don't get a choice in this. Oh, you can choose to not participate and you'll end up not having a good team. Look at the Elite Eight that we just witnessed. Every team but one had at least two transfers.
But see, I also think that this is one of those where maybe you wait. Mike, you come in, you ask for $1 million, date with Margot Robbie. I have neither for those. But in about a month, okay, I'm being realistic now. I was on that.
I'll take $250 and a pepperoni
right,
pizza.
Give me $250 and a jawbreaker and we just call it even. And that's where you're at.
How much longer without oversight and rules? Or has it already started where you are having a more difficult time loving these sports? Look, okay, I'm fine with players getting paid. I never in my wildest dreams thought Rico would walk in and tell me that a guy like Frankie Collins, who already left Michigan, who's now left Arizona State, would cost $1 million in the portal. That's just stupid. It makes no sense. Hey, here's an idea. What happened to players making 50 grand like a regular American? Here, if you're good, you get 100. If you're a superstar, maybe a quarter mil.
You know what this is? This is like, and you'll remember this, Mike, when all of a sudden the NBA opened it up to the high school players.
Yeah.
And every high school player thought that they were going to be the number one overall pick. And they jumped into the draft, and just, oh, you're going to take me. Until all of a sudden they were like, well, actually, son, we're not in
then
reality.
You became Leon Smith. You became Corleone Young. You became Lenny Cook.
And I think this is what happens with the portal is a lot of people are coming in asking for that price. I don't think that it's going to drive like a guy. I think it's, if you're smart, I'm going to wait. You come down on that price, we could talk. But if you want $1 million, you're somebody else's problem. There's only a handful of people that I would. You can, like, I didn't, like, NC State is basically a team of transfers.
All five.
Right.
DJ Burns did not start at NC State. Neither did Horn, their point guard. None of them did. Horn, I think, is on his fourth school. Mm-hmm. DJ Burns started at Winthrop.
Yeah.
Look, it's
like Kansas State last year.
All they didn't have a single player. Jerome Tang, I think, was the whole roster, remember?
Yeah. Yep.
Not a single player started their career as a Kansas State Wildcat.
St. John's this year basically flipped the roster. So
10 players. It was Soriano, the center, and then the other 10 or 11 guys were all transfers. So I would like to know from you guys. Look, it's talking about a price. It's talking about this is actually that several players that have approached MSU all want seven figures. And I can tell you some of the names of the players and you wouldn't know who they are. That's the best point I can make to you. It's not that the best players in the sport are commanding seven figures. It's that currency. Right. That if you want to get a Power 5 starter of any note, it's going to cost you seven figures. I find the fact that you, the fan, have to pay is disgusting. Oh, it's offensive.
That should be the school.
100%. I find the fact that there's no mutually binding contract laughable. And, frankly, I doubt both of our schools are going to do what it takes. Michigan, whether it be allowing kids to come into school on the same clearinghouse as everybody else, so Dusty May's got a fair chance to, would Dusty May be given the $4, $5, $6 million he needs to put this team together? For Tom Izzo, it's Tom's own pride. Tom's not going to pay a kid more than he pays an assistant coach. Then go to the beach. Respectfully, we'll name the court after you and we'll start the statue. But you can't operate this way if you're going to have a good team.
But see, here's the thing. I think if there was a right player, you'd do it. You pay a kid, they bring in three kids worth $1 million, and they're done in the first round, and there's 10 and 10 in the Big Ten.
You're like, Kentucky. Well, there was one school, and like I said, because I don't have it factually, but it's from someone who I do trust and someone who I do think would know, there was a school who missed the NCAA tournament who spent $3.5 million on their roster. Yeah. The fans just blew through $3.5 million to not make the tourney.
So that's the downside. But you pay the money, you lose.
It's crazy to me. So, again, I would like to know how much longer you're going to put up with it as fans. If you tell me it doesn't matter and you've compartmentalized it, I'm not mad at you. But if you're like me, I throw my hands in here. You can't ask me to care. Because Rico's right in this regard. The players who are MSU's approaching and the player might approach MSU, I'll name some of the players. You wouldn't know them. They ain't worth $1 million. 248-539-9797. We'll get to the people. I'd love to get some ticket texts. 3 o'clock. Am I becoming a Brad bot? I got a scenario for you. And I want to show you just how much I trust him when it comes to the draft.
You changed, man. You changed.
That's right.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, 3 o'clock. Well, you will get to the Lions. I've got a draft thing for you, and I think it shows how far I'm willing to trust Brad Holmes. Maybe I'm becoming a Brad bot. And I do have some thoughts about the Caitlin Clark Angel Reese showdown last night, because I watched it. The Tigers helped with that by being unwatchable. But we'll not that I couldn't watch it. I'm not going to watch a scoreless baseball game in April. But David
defense, man.
No, I'll take the 4-0. I won't apologize for it, but don't ask me to watch it every pitch. That's ridiculous. David, go ahead with ticket text.
John in Auburn Hill says the transfer portal is out of control and these kids asking for $1 million is ridiculous. However, this is what has to be done if you want a good team.
That's
today.
Where I'm at. It can be both ridiculous and offensive and stupid. But if you're a coach, you don't get to have that opinion. Or you can do what Jay Wright did. Leave and go do TV.
Well, the funny thing is, and David, I'm sorry to interrupt, but like you look at a guy, Trey Townsend for Oakland. Campy has come out. We probably can't afford him. You saw what he did in the tournament. You saw what he did for Oakland this year. He led them to the Horizon League Championship. They won the tournament, had a good tournament. You know, it wasn't his fault that they lost to NC State.
No, no.
And Campy is like, I got to enjoy this run with him because chances are I can't afford to bring this kid back. Now, it could have been a marketing ploy to get OU grads to pony up some money to try to keep him there.
Ridiculous.
But that's where you are right now is that he – by him playing so well at that size of a school, he kind of played himself out of the school. So now it's either you got to go someplace else, you got to go to the NBA. But, yeah, I look at somebody like him, he's going to be asking for top dollar.
Why? He's a 6'5", small-time power forward.
Because
you think he's going to come to state and handle the rigors of the Big Ten starting at the four for $1 million? I don't. But not at 6'5", I don't.
Going price.
Okay, God bless. Have at it. I ain't paying it. David, go ahead.
You said something that leads me to the next text, Rico. I agree that this current NIL deal is ridiculous. Fans should not be responsible for paying players. It needs to be revenue sharing.
I mean, it's if a fan wants to be involved with it, God bless, but I'm with the texter on that deal. I'm so tired of hearing about how much money these TV deals bring in. Why are the schools not putting out have a salary cap? How you spend it is up to you.
And that's just it. And don't give me the whole Title IX thing because it's very simple. You can then break it up and give every school some money, but I can base it upon, okay, you brought in this much revenue to the school, so you get that percentage of the pie.
Yeah, the whole thing's lost.
If all of a sudden you hand the hoop team, you get $4 million. Divvy it up how you want to divvy it
right.
up.
You want to spend it all on one player? You want to pay your version of Zion Williamson? That's on you.
Right.
But I've had enough. And if the going rate really is $1 million to bring in a basketball transfer, or as Matt Rhule said it at his press conference, signing day, Nebraska, to just land a Power 5 starting quarterback, it's $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Where? Where do these young men and women get off getting $1 million? Now, someone's willing to pay you, take the money. I'm making a point. What are they really worth? See, that's where we've lost the idea of paying players. Explain to me how a free college education and say $75,000 a year is now viewed as a joke, a pittance, nonsense. Think about, hey, look, I went to college, Rico, Kenny, you're an OU guy. Like this idea, if somebody was paying you $75,000 a year plus you went to school for free. Now, I'm not telling you that a Caleb Williams should make the same. This isn't communism. It's not Russia.
But there's only a handful of people that should make that much money.
Right. Where the hell did we arrive at this point?
Because, Mike, it gets to the point, and maybe I'm wrong, but I kind of feel like when I hear players saying, I need this $1 million, they know in the back of their mind they're not NBA, ever will be NBA ready. They're probably going to have been kicked around someplace in Europe. So I need to make all of this money right now. Because if you knew, man, I could sit on the bench for $10 million in the NBA. I have skills. I got talent. It's about the exposure. But when you're sweating for $1 million, that's small time thinking in a grander picture that if you're him, like you think you are, like you've been told you are since AAU, then you go and you play, you get the exposure, you go play for a team and you'll get your big check in the NBA.
Yeah.
These kids, most of them, that's what you see in the poor. They will. The only time they'll go to the NBA is when they buy a ticket into the arena.
The first 14 days. Do you know how many players are in the portal in basketball?
How many?
1,100.
And I look at the players, and I think I saw somebody either this morning or yesterday, like, kid scored 33 points in 22 games. Huh?
Where are you going, son?
Right.
Illinois' backup center. Like, where are you going, man?
Right. You just want to, like, you tricked this team once. You tricked a D1 school into taking you and putting you on scholarship, and now you're saying, I'm better than this? No, you're not.
Let's go to Jason, 97.1. Jay, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, Mike? What's up, Rico?
Hey, man.
So I think they should do something like what they do with the NFL, like heavily incentive-laden. You know what I mean? Like, if you come in as a transfer and you didn't do much at the school you leave in, and you're coming here saying that you want this amount of money, I feel like they shouldn't give it to them like an upfront kind of thing. I feel like you earn it, you get it. Like, if you do well throughout the season, if your points average or whatever, you know, that kind of thing.
I think you should have to earn free agency, so to speak. That if you're in school for 2 or 3 years, you then earn free agency to reassess your value after the contract you signed out of high school.
Right, but here's a
here's
I think a major problem with that is, Jason, let's say you sign that deal and you're averaging 2 points less than what you need to do. Guess what you're doing for the last five games of the year? You're shooting a bunch of shots. Nothing. You don't care.
Right.
I'm trying to get paid.
Right. Yeah, but the kids are doing that right now. Guy, Rico, I'm not being a smartass
you. No, you win.
Like, think about this, Jason, and I'm going to say this to Rico, too. Like, these kids who enter the portal and say, do not contact me, that means they already have a deal worked out. So when were your reps talking? When was your agent or uncle or pastor or mom or aunt or cousin? Who were they talking to and when? And how did that affect your performance?
Fair.
Exactly.
It's a joke.
It happened much earlier than it should have.
Right, and it's just, that's the other thing. Why is the transfer portal open during the postseason, both in football and basketball? I got guys opting out in warm-ups of bowl games.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad. It's getting bad, y'all.
It is, and Jason, I went from being a guy where college football and basketball were my favorite sports. Rico, yesterday, scale of 1 to 5, 5 being the fanatic, to 1 being I don't watch it. I'm at about a 2. It is just silliness at this point. The whole thing, it's fugazi. It's ridiculous.
I can't sit here and argue with you. It is different. When you really do need a scorecard to know who's on what team, where they came from.
Yeah, I admitted it yesterday.
Oh, isn't this the guy that played for this school? Oh, no, he played for that school. Actually, he played for both.
I said it's Stoney. It took me till Christmas to really settle in on, that guy's here now. Like, college hoop specifically. Football a little easier because the bigger names, it's easier to attach them. College, you get guys and you're like, who is this kid? And then you look it up and you're like, he was at Kennicott University last year. What?
It is the one advantage that this year's women's tournament has. At least I know when I turn to this team, they got Angel Reese. They got Caitlin Clark. They got Paige Beckers. They got all these people. They're there. They've been there. Yeah. They're not going anywhere until they leave. Whereas now it's like, okay, where did he come from? And this team popped up. I think you're going to see more and more of that, where the UConn thing of how they're – that's going to be an anomaly, that you just get a team that steamrolls year to year the way they're doing it. I think that it's throw all the teams in a hat, shuffle it, and pick your winner. Because with everybody moving around, who's going to be the dominant team next year? The blue blood name means nothing.
Right.
Duke, and that
hurts my ability to care. I admit it. The legendary coaches are gone. The legendary brands are largely gone. And I look at whether you're a Michigan fan in hoops, a Michigan State fan in hoops, there's just really no pride. Like, I don't feel like these kids play for the players who played before them. Like, I can only speak for Michigan State. If there's a Michigan Wolverines basketball fan, one of the 12 in town who wants to comment, feel free. But at Michigan State, those former players show up at summer. They show up at Open Run. You're accountable. Like, Draymond Green will show up.
Mm-hmm.
You are accountable to the culture, to the family that's been built. I feel like you're losing that. And if you've lost that, then you've lost the identity of Michigan State basketball. And if I'm thinking that here, what's a Kentucky fan think? What's a Louisville fan think? A UCLA fan? We've lost it
because
all.
Because you went to the school to be a part of the family, to be a part of the program.
Right.
But if you're just going for the paycheck.
No, now you're just a hooker. 248-539-9797. Call it what it is, man. If you played at 4 schools in 4 years, you're a hoe. That's what you are. If you are a men's basketball player, you are a prostitute at that point.
Or maybe you're just finding yourself.
No. Find yourself by, like, bartending for a year. Or, I don't know, do what Doug did. Go be a rich kid in Australia for a year. But don't. If you are going to go out and be pimped 4 times in 4 years, get out of here with that. Right, Stoney. That's all you are.
Well, you know, the coach was holding him back, and it was politics.
Right. Blame somebody else. We'll get to that at 4 o'clock.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, baseball season has begun. Tigers are off to a nice start. 4-0. It's not a work of art, but we'll take it for a team that hasn't been above 500 since 2016. So what we wanted to do, we had to wait till Rico returned, and we're early enough that I don't think any numbers have been, you know, perverted or distorted. We're going to do the receipts episode, Tiger Baseball. David, do we have any low-rent music for such things?
Why would we? What?
You don't know where that's from?
I don't.
Okay. Stoney was telling a story yesterday. How in 04, he famously was in the Pistons locker room after winning the championship, and he interviewed Kid Rock. And Kid Rock basically had gotten annoyed and was like, look, I don't know, dude. I'm... So Stoney naturally retelling that, I said, well, while we don't have the original audio, I'm going to go ahead and just save that for future use.
Okay.
Yes, David, are we prepared? The hell is this?
This is Disney?
Is James Earl Jones walking out of a cornfield? All right, here we go.
All right.
Let's do this.
And we're going to just go ahead and accept that the four games have already happened. They're 4-0. We're going to add that in. It's a bonus.
And again, you played the White Sox and Mets. It's very easy to say they should be 4-0. So we're fine.
Okay. So we'll start off with this. Because now it can be easily obtainable or not. Over, under, longest winning streak for this team at 6.5 for the entire season.
Mm-hmm. I'll say under. Winning 7 baseball games in a row is really, really difficult. I'll just say under. They could still have a very nice year and not win 7 in a row.
I would love so badly to say yes, they can get to 7, but Mike's right. That's a lot. I can see them maybe doing like a 5 or a 6 or maybe, but 7? No, that's too many.
Yet they called me the deflator.
The deflator strikes again.
They won't come close to going over on this. So I'm definitely going under.
Wow.
Longest streak will probably be 3.
They got 4 games in hand right now. 3 in a row.
Longest streak. But hey, Caztec math. Yeah, they might want to hit that abacus.
Yes. They have 4 right now. Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
By the way, David also did the 3-point lines in Portland.
David's looking like, and okay.
Next.
Longest losing streak for the Tigers this year goes same number, 6.5.
I'll take the under. Really hard to lose 7 straight baseball games.
It's tough to do anything 7 right. games in a row. So
162 games. It's really hard to be real consistent, good or bad in baseball. I'll just say under.
Yeah, I'm on the under as well.
I won't be negative. So under.
I guess I'll be the only one taking the over on this one.
The deflator strikes again.
At some point this season, it's going to be injuries, and they're just going to be playing. Look at the Wings. Sky high. Couldn't win a game. Pistons. 1-2 games, lost for the rest of the season. It happens. Javi Baez, OPS, over under 675.
Man, he's on fire with a pair of hits to start the season. 675? 730, 735 is league average, just as a comp. He could still suck, but be better than 675. You know what? I'm going to be the opposite of the deflator. I'm going to go over.
You know, all that's great. I'm going to take the under.
All right.
I really want him to, but he's just no under. No.
I think this is Harvey's year. I'm going to go over. Colt Keith home runs. Over under 14 and a half.
Over. I'd take the over of 20 and a half. Okay. I think Colt Keith will be just fine. I will say over.
Yeah, my initial guess was somewhere between 20 and 25, so I'll take the over as well.
Feels like we're stealing money.
What did you say the number was?
14 and a half.
He's overmatched. I'm sorry. He can't hit Major League Baseball hitting, so.
What is wrong with you?
I'm saying what Stoney
said. Would you eat paint as a kid?
That's like, what Stoney said yesterday, that he was
overmatched.
That was
part of Stoney's red-hot overreactions piece.
Yeah, it was a very much overreaction. I'm definitely going over.
Okay. I guess I'm the only one going under. Tarik Skubal strikeouts, over under 128 and a half.
Over. What are you kidding me? Tarik Skubal could have 200 strikeouts if he pitches 170 innings.
If he pitches 100.
I'm going over.
Okay.
Skubal for Cy Young.
Okay.
Cy Young.
Okay. We got to presume he stays healthy for this to hit, and if that happens, it will be over.
Over.
Under.
What is the point? Honestly,
that's why we do this. I'm under as well. Spencer Torkelson, over under 23 and a half home runs.
Over.
Over.
I take the over of 30.
Over.
We're just stealing money at the Deflator Casino.
Come on, over.
Okay. I think I'll go over as well, but not by as much as you guys have.
Okay.
Riley Green doubles. Over, under, 29 and a half.
Boy, I want to say that's an easy over.
I'll say it. It's an easy over. I'm going over.
All right, I'm over.
It's right there at the line.
No, he's not. Man, God be godden. What's the matter with you?
I'm going to go over, reluctantly.
Okay. I'll go over as well. Kerry Carpenter, home runs.
Uh-oh.
Over, under, 20 and a half.
This is more difficult based on he won't play against lefties. But he hit a ton of bombs, then he didn't hit any in the last 9 weeks of the season. He's got one already, 20 and a half. F it. Jesus was a Carpenter.
Yeah!
We're going, hey, Kerry Carpenter be carpentering. I'm in. Over.
Exactly what you said. Kerry be carrying.
Right.
Oh. Yeah, he's one of the best hitters they have, which is not saying much.
David, will you?
So I'm going to go over. I'm going to go over.
Going to go under. Parker Meadow, RBIs. Over, under. 56 and a half.
Under. I'll take an under on that. He's there for his defense. I'm not a big believer in him offensively. I'll say under.
I agree, but I think at some point they're going to just have him near the top of the batting order, so I'm going to say over.
Gator doesn't believe in his offense, so I believe in his offense.
Wow.
Over.
I'm going to go over as well. Gio Urshela, over under. RBIs, 50 and a half.
Under. Again, I only think he'll face lefties as a part of the Frankenstein third base. I'll say under.
Yeah, this one I'll agree with you on, Mike, because he only plays lefties. I'm going to go under.
I'm going over.
Why?
Because
are you just going to be a contrarian, Richard? Is that your job here?
Yes. I have to believe that one day they're going to hit and he's going to be part of it.
David, I'm going to go over because I think that by the end of the season, regardless of who's pitching, he's won the job. And he's going to be out there for most of the time at third. Tigers wins over, under 84 and a half.
Wow. Wow, is this a great? Oh, wow, Rico, great number. It is, because I said 84 on the season. I'll go under. I think they go 84 and 78. They're going to be just good enough to
that
make
means
me
David's
mad.
Going to take the over.
No. Ooh, this number's so good. I'm going to take the under.
No, you guys have gone over for all the categories, but they're just going to lose games. Okay.
Well, some of your numbers, I think, are low.
Yeah, while I'm trying to be positive on the offensive numbers and trying to go over, I don't think in the end it works out, so they go under and win like 82 games.
I am the only one that believes in this team. I'm going to take the over. So I guess the next question is going to be very simple. Mm-hmm. Tigers win the Central, yes or no?
No.
No.
I think the pitching will be good. It's not going to shut everybody out. And offensively, I just would need to see something that I don't know that's there. I mean, some of these overs don't mean they're going to be a good offense. It just means they're not going to be historically bad.
No.
No. No. No. No. I think they will. Tigers MVP. Who's going to be the Tigers MVP?
Tarek Skubal. Cy Young.
You have a hard time saying it's not Tarek Skubal if we have him going over that many strikeouts. So
come on.
Green. I just want to be different. Just give a different name.
Yeah, contrarian Richard.
Well, actually, you're not, because that's actually the guy I got is Riley Green.
Okay, okay.
That's going to be the MVP.
Will Skubal be top three in AL Cy Young voting?
Yes.
No, and it's not because
the
of what
deflator
he, no, no, no.
Strikes
it's not
again.
Because of what he's done. I told you. I think it's the record, and I don't know if he's going to stay healthy.
Okay.
I think there are too many good pitchers in the American League, so no.
Chicken.
Hold on. Let me add that top three.
That's all.
Cy Young.
Keep the receipts. Can't wait to hear this 5 months from now.
You said yes.
Yeah.
Kenny said no. David, what did you say?
No.
No as well. All right.
Thank you.
That's it.
That's the receipts. Rico will save those to depress us sometime around Labor Day. Who knows when? I don't even know. Where do you keep those in? A spite binder?
Right here, buddy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In the tablet.
Thanks, David.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right. Few minutes. I want to get some football. I have something I want to sell you, and it is just I does it make me a Brad bot? I don't know, but it shows you the level of trust I have when it comes to drafting. All right, I can disagree on some free agency things, but drafting? Oh no. And I want to show you how far I can go. I saw something. I want to sell you this pen. And you guys have every right. You want to call me a nutcase. Go for it. Won't even be mad. David, let's catch up on ticket text, and then we'll get into some of the football. And yes, we are going to touch upon Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, that game last night, and something in the post game that really irked me. Because the game, it was actually entertaining. It really was. And between that game and the Red Wings game, you had all the sports you needed. The Tigers, forget about it. I'm not waiting 9 innings for a run. I'm just shooting you straight. David, what do you got?
Someone says 127 strikeouts for Scooble. He'll have that by July.
Woo!
Whoa.
Woo!
Another person says, so much spite during this segment. LOL.
Not from me. That's all from you.
Yes, it is, because someone else says, I think David is taking over Rico. Give him the deflator bag.
Yeah, that's right. David be Davin.
We started 4-0, and you guys are treating them like they're the Pistons. Dude, chill out. They'll be just fine. They're better than we thought.
Nobody is treating anything like anything you're saying. You're a moron.
I'm lost on that one.
I'm done with it. I got to tell you, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the most idiotic ticket text I get every day and just cuss that person out for 5 minutes. No one knocked it. No one said a word. You're just a functioning idiot.
I think I kind of knocked it during that segment.
Then address it to David. Yeah. Say that God be gotten. Address it to him. Don't do this whole Dear Abby routine like the whole show sat here and farted in your face. You're 4-0. I don't apologize for it. But I'm not going to sit here and act like it's a work of art when you score 10 runs in 36 innings.
It's called doing just enough. That's why I got them winning this division.
Oh, just the ticket texters, the way they talk. It drives you insane.
Well, Rico, someone says it's not going to be. It's going to be more than just enough. 84 and a half wins. Ha, they'll win 90.
Okay, that's over. Mind you, it's a team that hasn't been over 500 in the month of April since 2016. I don't think it's unfair for Rico to put the over-under at 84 and a half. If you go over and they win 85 or 86, you're talking about a 10-game improvement.
Here's the deal. If you feel like it's 90, then I suggest you go to Vegas, you open up the app on your phone, and you put a whole bunch of money on that because you're going to be a very smart and rich person. Christmas will be on you. Hey, God be gotten.
Amazing.
Yeah, someone says, don't have David count anything else on this show again. We're already 4-0. 3-0 can't be.
That was a struggle. Again, Caztec math. You know how this works. That's how they couldn't complete a 100-yard football field.
The three-point line.
That's right.
I still don't know how in the world, who changed the line overnight?
Okay, hold on. How did no one notice in the regional games that were played? I think they played like six total games. How did no one notice? And I'm not going to sit here. It's just, guys, it's simple. You walk the court. It was almost a foot behind where the other one was. How's it possible?
I don't know.
It is ridiculous. Regarding NIL, someone says, I stopped watching college sports when they allowed the transfer portal with no rules at the NIL. It was even less interested. Another person says they just really want to know, what happened to the value? Was it 50,000 when the brown bags were around? How did it jump to 1 million?
Well, that's my point. How did we get here exactly? Now, here's the other interesting thing.
$1 million, it's an even round number, and you just throw it out there and you see who bites.
Do you buy this? And I don't know. I don't want to live in a universe where you think everything's fake. But, right, we were just talking about college hoops and this ridiculous transfer portal stuff. CBS Sports and TNT deliver the most watched Elite Eight day in 5 years, led by NC State Duke with more than 15 million viewers. The NC State Duke game is the most watched Elite Eight game in 5 years with the 15.1 on CBS. That's up 34% from the most watched telecast on Easter on any network in 11 years. Duke Louisville 2013 Elite Eight was 15.6, peaked with 18.8. The Sunday games on CBS, 12.8 million viewers. That's up 30% versus last year. Purdue-Tennessee averaged 10.4 million. That's up 25%. In the most watched early Elite Eight game in 5 years. Peaked with 15.3 million viewers. Tournament viewership averaging 9.4 million across TBS, CBS, TNT, and True. That's up 4% versus last year. Do you buy that?
I do.
Okay.
I
don't get it because the product is ass.
The product may be bad, Mike, but people put money down on this thing.
Okay, winner. I didn't think about that. You're right.
You put money, you put bets, you got your brackets, you got a lot of things of why you're invested in this game.
Fair. But I don't think it's got to do with actual enjoyment of watching.
No, you're not tuning in to see DJ Burns. You're not tuning in to see Filipowski. No.
But the numbers are a little skewed
in my
mind.
Half of you don't even know those two names I said.
The numbers are a little skewed in my mind when you have the regular broadcast on CBS and then an alternate broadcast on True. They're counting all of this. People aren't watching just one broadcast here. They're adding this stuff up, and I think it's skewed, the numbers. That's how they can say it increased from last year.
Fair. But I still think that most people just watched the normal broadcast. I think the fans of that team may have watched the Hero Homer broadcast. But other than that, if you had money, you put a bet down, you're watching the game to see if the team covered. If you took Oregon in the points, UConn in the points, you went to bed early.
That's the other problem I have with
these. 8.5. I couldn't believe I got
how
that.
How are these games? I love how they're saying how high up viewership is. Who the hell's staying up till 1 in the morning to watch a lot of these games? Not Easter Sunday specifically. I'm talking about even Friday night. You would be up till 1 in the damn morning. Yeah. For what? Starting these games at 10:30.
See, that's the problem. Yeah, but see, now you got the whole West Coast people.
Man.
I actually heard what you said. And yeah, you're right. I think they give a little too much credence to West Coast people.
80% of America lives east of the Mississippi.
You keep giving LA football teams and they keep saying, please take them back. We don't want them. We don't care. We have the beach.
So there you go. Little television report, little ticket text. Let's get to some football. I want to sell you this pen. I have how far I'm willing to trust Brad Holmes. You guys can tell me I'm a Brad bot. We'll do it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.